The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Amanu, has expressed worry about the attitude of disrespect for higher office holders, describing the misconduct as unethical and unwarranted. He said that the democratic right to free speech should not guarantee the use of offensive language, especially against the presidency or people serving in positions of higher office. Right Reverend Amanu was speaking at Hohwe at the induction service for Reverend Benjamin Asase as the EP Church Synod Moderator for the Central Presbytery. We bring you a news desk report.
64-year-old Reverend Benjamin Asase was commissioned into the ministry as a pastor in 1983 after graduating from the Trinity Theological Seminary at Legon. He holds a Master of Arts degree in Divinity and Theology from the Presbyterian Theological Graduate School in Seoul, South Korea. Until his appointment as the Synod Moderator, Reverend Asase was the immediate past president of the National Pastors Association and a member of the EP Church Policy Guideline Committee. He also served as district pastor at Kofodia and Pando congregations, as well as a chaplain in some of the country's educational institutions, including Kofodia Polytechnic and Pekki Training College, now College of Education. Speaking at the induction ceremony, Right Reverend Amanu urged Ghanaians to seek appropriate channels of addressing grievances against their leaders and shun the attitude of undermining and what he termed the pull him down syndrome. He also expressed concern about the rising labor unrest in the country, adding that the situation could result in serious consequences in the sectors of health, delivery, and education if nothing is done by stakeholders to find amicable solution to it. Right Reverend Amanu described the newly inducted Synod Moderator as a God-fearing servant, an experienced and hard-working pastor, and appealed to the presbytery to give him the necessary support to achieve his vision. Reverend Asase thanked God on his new appointment and pledged his commitment to serve with dedication and humility.
A news desk report.